conversation. Yeah.
I'm AJ, and this is my speech. Life all begins with a single cell, a cell that synthesizes a copy of all of its material and divides, halving itself. It does this again and again and again until it starts to become something else, something distinct and complex. It develops a network of highways and narrow water pipes. It builds housing subdivisions of white blood cells and skin cells and neurons. It amasses a population of coexisting bacteria and proteins. It becomes a city, a country, a world within each of us. That is how Lewis and Clark has taught me to think about the world, from the bottom up and always in the context of something else, something greater. Today, I welcome all of you here, friends and family, visitors and alum, faculty and staff, and of course, my fellow members of the class of 2016. We all made it to the celebration today from all over the country and all over the world. We found our way to this gathering, and that's pretty incredible. At Lewis and Clark, we like to say we are eternal students and constantly seeking out new knowledge and growth. And in honor of that, I think it might be fun to have a quick little biology lesson for everyone. I'm a huge fan of using science concepts completely out of context, so please bear with me with these metaphors. We all started at Lewis and Clark as a vast and varied collection of seedlings, newly sprouted and ready to spread our roots deep into this soil and grow. We came from many different homes and backgrounds and landed here in rainy, friendly, hipster Portland with an overabundance of excitement and hope for our futures. Now, with four levels of courses filled with thesis projects, practicums, essays, and final exams behind us, we've emerged from this school as mighty oaks, whispering pines, colorful snapdragons, and charitable lupines. We are a thriving garden. As a biology major, science has become my compass in navigating the world. I've learned to synthesize new ideas in the context of what I've learned concretely in my classes. Therefore, I wanted to share with you some of the things that I've learned here on campus. In neuroscience, it's commonly known that a single neuron requires several inputs in order to fire. If it only receives a signal once, there's no guarantee it'll have enough energy to fire. But when it receives more than one, it can reach its potential and do all the things that make our body function: moving, reading, writing, and learning. Sometimes in college, you have to work at one thing from several different angles to get it right and to make it work. In classes, in our relationships with one another, we've strengthened our connections through countless interactions that have created a new network for us. This semester in ecology, my classmates and I learned about communities of organisms in an ecosystem and how they rely on each other in order for each individual to be successful. Each community has several populations of different animals and plants, but they all work together with each other to build a healthier environment for everyone. I feel like it isn't too hard to see our own community at Lewis and Clark. We're a collection of different majors, hobbies, and interests, but we support one another. You walk into an a cappella concert, and there's everyone you haven't seen since your sophomore year. Festival of Scholars gives us a chance to appreciate the work and passion our students have put in over such a long period of time. Watching a basketball game or going to a swim meet, you can see how driven our teams are, but also how strengthened they are by their connections to the college. Phylogenetics, the study of evolutionary connections between sets of species, gives us a concept that you may be familiar with. In class, we call it parsimony. You may also have heard of it as Occam's razor. In general, it means that when you're faced with an outcome without knowing the history behind it, you can assume the simplest path with the fewest changes is the most correct. It's about simplicity. I like to think of it as a common ground between students here and where we are going. After today, we will be graduates of a liberal arts college with degrees and 4 years of exhaustive effort to get here. And moving forward, our path may not always be clear in the moment, but I believe we will all end up exactly where we need to be. We all have stories of this campus. Ask any senior sitting here about South Campus, or the Reflecting Pool, or the Bone, or any of the DSAs. We've soldiered through Snowpocalypse, and the remodeling of the Bone, and the renovation of Juniper. We saw the building of the new Career Center, and started here the summer after Holmes was built. Together, we've experienced new faculty hired across several departments. We've seen beloved professors retire. We've become the children of a new era here at Lewis and Clark. As much as we have changed as individuals, this school has also grown and stretched itself to new possibilities, and we have forever left our mark here. About 3.5 years ago, we were all lined up like this, maybe a little shorter, or with fewer stress lines around our eyes, but we were sitting here on one of our first days of orientation listening to President Glassner tell us about what we were about to experience for the next 4 years. And I was pretty excited, looking around at everyone, and I remember thinking, there's no way I'll know a third of these people when I graduate. But this is a small school, and you get to know everyone. You see people on the bone, and in classes, and waiting for the pio on a Saturday morning. And you really get a sense of connection with all these people you thought you would never get to know. I remember during that introduction ceremony, President Glassner played the song Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and he said that this was the song of our class. And for the next month, wherever I walked around campus, I heard that song playing from people's windows and from phones in the bone, and it felt like we were all just settling in here, trying to make this a place and a home for ourselves. 4 years later, I call this home, this place my home as much as Sacramento, California. In our time here, we've taken the guidance from our professors, the warmth and support from our peers, the strength built from the work of our classes, and we have blossomed. Tomorrow, or next week, or in 5 years, when we leave this city in the rainy Northwest, we will be brighter, kinder, more capable people emerging into this world. We must not be afraid of what is unknown and lying ahead of us, because we are pioneers, and we are ready for wherever the wind may take us.